Ignatia scratched his paws.
I must admit, though, that the alternative for me is rather grim. I doubt very seriously whether anyone will hire me.
What do you mean, babe? You a fine boy with a good education.
Employers sense in me a denial of their values.
He rolled over onto his back.
They fear me. I suspect that they can see that I am forced to function in a century which I loathe. That was true even when I worked for the New Orleans Public Library.
But, Ignatius, that was the only time you worked since you got out of college, and you was only there for 2 weeks.
That is exactly what I mean, Ignatius replied, aiming a paper ball at the bowl of the milk glass chandelier.
All you did was paste them little slips in the books.
Yes, but I had my own aesthetic about pasting those slips. On some days, I could only paste in 3 or 4 slips, and at the same time feel satisfied with the quality of my work. The library authorities resented my integrity about the whole thing. They only wanted another animal who could slop glue on their best sellers.
You think maybe you could get a job there again?
I seriously doubt it. At the time, I said some rather cutting things to the woman in charge of the processing department. They even revoked my borrower's card. You must realize the fear and hatred which my Weltanschauung instills in people.
Ignatius belched.
I won't mention that misguided trip to Baton Rouge. That incident, I believe, caused me to form a mental block against working.
They was nice to you at college, Ignatius. Now tell the truth. They let you hang around there a long time. They even let you teach a class.
Oh, it was basically the same. Some poor white from Mississippi told the dean that I was a propagandist for the Pope, which was patently untrue. I do not support the current Pope. He does not at all fit my concept of a good authoritarian Pope. Actually, I am opposed to the relativism of modern Catholicism quite violently. However, the boldness of this ignorant lily-white redneck fundamentalist led my other students to form a committee to demand that I grade and return their accumulated essays and examinations. There was even a small demonstration outside the window of my office. It was rather dramatic. For being such simple, ignorant children, they managed it quite well. At the height of the demonstration, I dumped all of the old papers, ungraded, of course, out of the window and right onto the students' heads. The college was too small to accept this act of defiance against the abyss of contemporary academia.
Ignatius, you never told me that.
I did not want to excite you at the time. I also told the students that, for the sake of humanity's future, I hoped that they were all sterile.
Ignatius arranged the pillows about his head.
I could never have possibly read over the illiteracies and misconceptions burbling from the dark minds of those students. It will be the same wherever I work.
You can get you a good job. Wait till they see a boy with a master's degree.